Welcome back to Hackensack Meridian Health, stage 17. We have a very special guest here today.
Very special.
Very, very special.
So excited.
Want to thank our friends at Hackensack Meridian Health for joining us today for this very special guest.
Absolutely.
My name is Melanie Torres from 95.5 PLJ.
And I'm Mina Say What Guys from Radio 103.9. Are we excited today? We have a live studio audience.
Yeah.
Mariah.
Yeah.
Carrie. Hey, Mimi.
Hi.
You look great.
Oh,
thank
you.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. Wait, look at this outfit. Do
oh
we
my,
see
I
this?
Can.
We like it.
Consider we like. We love, girl.
It, all right. Well, it's kind of like a winter moment. We had the snow yesterday.
Absolutely.
I'm feeling this.
Yay. Yes. It's great.
Hi. I didn't even know we were doing this. It's so good to see
yeah.
you.
Yeah. You're a big deal. We have to do this.
I have to put... I'm drinking some iced tea. Let me put it down.
Yeah. Let's take a seat. We're going to, you know, hang out for a bit.
We weren't prepared to just walk right in. But here we are.
It's not.
It's not that exciting yet. Yet.
Hi, you guys. Your real friends are in here, and
oh,
your
yeah.
fans.
Yes. Yes.
It's been a crazy day. Your album is out today, Caution.
Yes.
How has it been? Like, the fans are so hyped for this record. So, what has today been like for you? Being, you know, 4 years since you released your last record.
It's exciting, and especially being here in New York.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I recorded most of the album in LA, and I was like, when am I going to New York? And it's been really nice. We're just listening to the album right before I walked in.
Yeah, some audience members have the album already. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited.
So your real ones are
that.
In here.
Yes.
And then you get here and automatically it starts snowing. So thank you.
I know. I was so excited. I was like, you know what? I'm going to break my rule, because I have a rule where you don't really listen to Christmas music until after Thanksgiving, just so that then I can listen to it nonstop, and mm-hmm. I drive everyone crazy with that. But then it was snowing, and I was like, we got to put on All I Want for Christmas.
Right, because they're starting Christmas earlier and earlier each year.
I know, it makes me sad, because we need to have the other holidays.
Thank you, like Halloween, we love Halloween.
Yeah, we need to have a moment for that.
Right.
And then also Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then obviously, you know. And it's no holds barred.
Yeah. So it's been 4 years. Was it different coming into the studio, or was it easy to crank this out?
Well, I love the studio. Mm-hmm. I'm a songwriter, first and foremost.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, but not everybody knows that. So it's like, you know, it's nice to... I just got a nomination for the song.
Yes, I was going to bring that up. So that's amazing, guys. A nomination for the Songwriter Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Missy Elliott is also nominated.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that. How do you feel about that?
It's incredible. Last year, my friend Jermaine Dupri, we've written a lot of songs together. We wrote Always Be My Baby, and We Belong Together, and a lot of others. And he won last year, so I was there to help induct him to the Hall of Fame, and that was great.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time. I feel like it should have happened sooner.
Well, not really. There's a lot of people that... been around longer and definitely deserve it. So I'm just, it's an honor to be nominated.
Right.
It'll be cool if I win, but if not, then I mean, there's always next year.
Uh-huh.
Being that you are a songwriter with this new album, is it a reflection of what's been going on in your life the past 4 years?
It's always a bit of a reflection of that when you go in to create, you know, to work in the studio.
Right.
And there are some songs that are more introspective than others on the album, but a lot of it's just like fun, and just I had a really great time making the record. And now it's exciting because today's the day. And I'm going to do a little event in a couple hours and
celebrating with the fans.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like an old school thing because nobody really really make physical copies.
Right.
They do, but it's like less common, obviously, than streaming.
Well, you look amazing. People need to see this physical copy, right? We were talking about it. Caution. Talk to me about that. Why Caution?
It's the name of one of the songs, mm-hmm. and it was the last song that I recorded for the album. I recorded it in the Bahamas, which was great. Ooh. And it had like, it's got like a kind of like a Spanish guitar type of a feeling. I worked with No ID, who's a great producer. And so it just sort of became like a favorite of mine. I was like, you know what about calling the album Caution? Because it was, you know, fresh in my head when I turned in the album was the last song I did. So we just did it. And we've done some fun things like the caution tape. And
right,
and
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
The emoji. Yeah. I love the emoji, today.
The pink caution emoji, yes.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You have bangers on here, Mariah Carey.
Thank
Can we
you.
Clap it up for her?
Yay. I didn't know I was walking into this. Like, it's we got the lights and everything. It's a little overwhelming, you guys. I didn't approve this lighting. It's a bit cold.
Oh, my God. So before I ask about the collaborations, I want to tell you guys my Mariah Carey story, so you probably don't remember. But one of the first times we took a picture, we were under fluorescent lighting. And you told me, no, girl. You do not take pictures under fluorescent lighting. And I took that with me for the rest of my life.
It's against the rules. You can't do it.
Yeah, apparently it like washes you out or something.
No, it's disgusting. It's like it's hideous. I don't know why anybody would want to be in fluorescent lighting. Because I don't, you know, not working in an office gives me the luxury of not being in fluorescent lighting ever. So when I am, I'm like, stop! You're killing me. I'm melting.
So I want to talk about some of the songs on here that I love. And, you know, over your 20 plus years career, I feel like you were very innovative. You were one of the first pop stars to really embrace hip hop and really do the collaboration thing. I mean, we see it a lot now, but Mariah Carey put her stamp on it. Like back when we had these big pop songs, a lot of people weren't putting hip hop artists on there. Jermaine Dupri, ODB, Jay-Z, Jadakiss. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Missy Elliott, who's also... Right. Like, I just love that you always embrace that, you know? Can we talk about that a little bit? Because I feel like you're the pioneer for that.
Well, thank you for saying that. And it wasn't easy because the record company didn't really understand it. I think there's a... You know, and I understand what they're saying. It's like there's a thing where if it ain't broke, don't try and fix it. Like, you know, why would you want to go outside of a very safe place and a genre that is a big moneymaker for, well, especially at that time, for the labels?
Right.
And it's music that I love, and it was me being myself and being experimental, but not, it wasn't, for me, it wasn't a stretch. It's just what I like to do.
Yeah.
And so I had like a little bit of pushback from people, but I just ended up doing what I wanted to do, and it's still something I enjoy doing. So thank you for saying that.
You were always the first. Now it's everybody puts mm-hmm. a hip hop artist on, but you were the one.
Well, we also, every time I did that, they'd be like, well, you got to do a version without.
I remember that. Yeah. So on the pop stations, they used to play one version mm-hmm. and on the other stations, a different one.
Yeah. And I did a lot of remixes too. Just because for me, I wanted to just expand and do more of what I wanted to, you know, what I felt like doing.
With right. this new record, you're kind of doing it as well, because one mm-hmm. of the names that I was surprised to see on the album was Skrillex, which uh-huh. you guys did one song that we have and then another that's released. What is it?
The Distance and Runway.
So what made you want to work with him? Like, are you a big EDM fan?
Well, actually, it's an interesting story. I was working with my friend Pooh Bear, who's a great songwriter. Yeah. We were collaborating on a bunch of different things with a lot of different people, and he was like, you know, my boy, you want to come in here, da, da, da. So he brought Skrillex in, and we met, and I loved, loved, loved him. Like, he's just such a good person. He's super talented. And the first song we did was The Distance featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
And that's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
You know? Can you talk about the content?
Oh, by the way, we're on Jimmy Fallon tonight.
Yes. Are you doing that or
yeah,
The Distance?
Uh-huh.
That's one of my favorite ones that I was talking about, like the bangers that she has on here. Can you Thank talk you. About the content of the song?
Tell me what you mean, darling.
Like, you're talking about going the distance with someone.
Right.
Talk to us about that whole, you know,
Well, okay,
idea.
So I wanted to leave that song open where it could be like go the distance in anything. So it could be like an anthem for somebody, literally like a sports enthusiast or whatever, or like a relationship. You know? I like to leave things broad so that people can apply it to their own lives.
Yeah, because I love how you're like, people thought we weren't going to be together and we made it work. We went the distance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And Ty Dolla really adds this melodic kind of feel to it. Can mm-hmm. you talk to me about working with him? Because he's amazing. A lot of people don't know he writes, he sings,
yes.
he instruments. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's so,
incredibly
so dope.
Talented.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we weren't together in the studio, but I was like, yay. So it's going to be fun, like tonight on Fallon.
Yes.
So both of you guys are going to be doing Fallon.
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about With You, because that's a song that we're playing at PLJ.
Okay. Yay. Thank you.
And, you know, you first, like, it gets stuck in your head, the with you part. I'm not going to sing because I'm not that good.
That's
But it's interesting, you know, being a songwriter, you're kind of telling a story throughout the verses. Mm-hmm, and then in the chorus, it's the with you part. So just kind of talk about, like, the inspiration behind that song and how it came about.
Excuse me. Well, I was listening to, DJ Mustard, first of all, submitted a bunch of beats, and I was like, there were literally like, I don't know, more than, there were like 30 beats, and I was sitting there like just listening through them and deciding which one to work on with my friend Prince Charles, who's also a writer. And we both gravitated towards that simplistic, the piano and just the simplistic track. And I was like, this feels big to me. Like, it's just something that feels like we could write something important over it. So it's kind of like me being the narrator, taking you through a story. And that was the approach to the writing of it. And I actually talk about the song that I did with Bone Thugs and Harmony, speaking of collaborations, called Breakdown.
Yeah.
And I say, ever since that Bone Thugs song, you ain't got a breakdown, you're too strong. So I kind of do stuff like that for my fans, like the real fans who know all my material, not just like the bigger songs.
Right.
So, you know, it's interesting to see who picks up on that kind of stuff.
How do you decide what young talent you're going to work with? Because you've mentioned some younger people in comparison to your career. Uh-huh. And then even like Gunna, you have a new guy named Gunna, who I love, but I even love you that you put him on your album. Like, how do you make those choices?
I mean, it just, these things just happen. Like, you never really know what to expect when you go into the studio to make an album. So getting back to the studio this time around, I was really just like open to anything. I also worked with someone I've admired from before I was even in the industry, Slick Rick, on a record that I did with Dev Hines of Blood Orange. And it was just like, I'm a fan. You know what I mean? A lot of times it's like, oh, what's going to make me be like, yay, this is for like the me in high school that's, you know, going to get excited over that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
If you could add, like, I know a few of the songs that you've done have been unbelievable covers. So if you could add a cover song to this album, what are you feeling right now that, you know, you could just kill?
Oh, I would never give that away because then I can't do it. Someone else will take the idea. It's tough out here. They swipe ideas left and right.
All of them are on YouTube anyway.
Exactly. But you know, not everybody's on that page. Like, you know, you got to be open to thinking, okay, how do I take this and make it my own? And when I've done covers previously, I like to try and keep it kind of close to the original because I feel like people want to hear that and you don't want to veer too far away from something that was working. But I didn't do a cover on this album, and it's like one of the first albums that I haven't done a cover on. And then I was like, oh yeah, can do a cover. But it's okay.
Re-release, Mariah. Just gave you an idea.
Re-release, exactly.
Well, you did sample a Little Kim song.
Oh yeah.
And
exactly.
I love this song.
Crush on You.
No, no.
Yes, thank you.
I just love, can you tell I love the album, guys?
Like, I'm so glad you listened to it.
I
already.
Do. Well, thank my you. Very first cassette was Daydream. So
oh,
I've
really?
Been like a super Mariah Carey fan since I was like, thank yay high.
Were you yay high?
I want to talk about the fact that you're on the iTunes charts right now. Like, Glitter,
number one
after 17 years.
Hashtag
Can we
Lamely.
Talk about that?
I mean, this is a movement that the fans started. I didn't do it. It was called Hashtag Justice for Glitter. And then my friend Laurent was like, It's number 40 something. It's climbing. I didn't think it was gonna go to number one, but I mean, it does feel good because it's like that. I like the album, but I would always be like, you know what? Don't talk about it. Let's not play it. And I think the fans were kind of saying to me, "Give Justice a Glitter," because I never really performed those songs.
Right.
And now we can.
Two albums in the top 10.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just wild.
I know.
So what plans do you have for the tour? I know it's going to start early 2019. Uh-huh. So what can we expect? A lot of pink and blue?
A lot of pink
and caution tape.
Caution tape everywhere.
I see it now.
We'll see. Like, I'm just like in the moment of this. I try to live in the moment. So we're here now. It's caution day. It's exciting for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to go meet a lot of people at this experience we're having called the Mariah Carey Experience. I'm going to experience something new. I'm not sure what it is, but it's going to be good. And then I get to really sit down and think about it. It's going to be more intimate and close with the fans. I just got back from Asia, and I was on tour there for like a month, and then came back, had like a day off, and here we are. So I just want to take in the moment and then get into the next thing.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. I really am, because I'll get to do the new material and also like some, hopefully some songs I haven't done yet, done in a while. Maybe some of the Glitter songs, right, just for laughs, for the nostalgia, and you know, and just put together a tour that hopefully the fans will be, feel like it's a new moment, but also something that they're going to be like, hear some of their favorite songs.
I was clicking around, which I rarely do anymore because, like, we go to Netflix and stuff. And, like, we have exactly the things that we want to watch. Mm-hmm. But I happened to catch you on The Voice.
Oh, did you like it?
You did an amazing job.
Thank you.
Wasn't she good, guys?
Thank
it's like
you.
Coach Mariah. I liked
it. But you know what? It was fun because I love, especially working with Jennifer and with Kelly. Like, it was just like... And I loved all of the judges, and there were such incredibly talented singers on the show. So I felt like it was just a nice environment, which is rare because everybody was supportive of each other. And a lot of times
it's all about the music
same.
On that show.
Yeah, I think they really do a good job. Everybody that works on the Voice is just like, they made it really nice for me, and I appreciated that.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yes, we like that.
Would you ever consider being a full-time... I guess judge, not really. No, this team leader.
I mean, they do such a good job. They did talk to me about something like that on the day, but
it's cool because I feel like even like they're always switching it up and they're constantly like making fun of like each judge. Like, you know, it's all like a big family and they all rotate and they love it. So it seems like just a really good environment to be in.
It really was. That's what I observed when I was there. Yeah.
So while I was, you know, searching the internet, I actually found a cool little thing that one of your songs, a song that ushers Christmas in for everyone, is actually number one on the Christmas charts.
But All I Want for Christmas is You. Yeah. It's
that's amazing.
When it went to number one on the holiday chart this year, it became the 47th week at number one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No, but that's kind of a long time.
Right, girl. Well, like that's kind of a good song. That's like an amazing song. I feel like I need to hear it in order to feel like Christmas is here. You're like the queen of Christmas.
Well, people say that. And I'm like, you know, that's kind of a lot to live up to. So we'll just say I love Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I wrote a song that thankfully people like to listen to at the holidays.
Right.
And I used to just like pick it apart every time I listened to it. But now I just get festive and like the kids love it.
Right.
My kids.
Have you seen that Carpool Karaoke where James Corden has
there. Yeah.
Well, no, but they have... No. They have all of the different artists singing.
Doing All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah.
I have to approve those things, darling. They can't just use the song.
I just saw it for the first time.
Yeah, that's kind of... That's the great thing about actually writing the song. Then they can't do it on TV unless you say so. Yeah.
Mariah's teaching me things. School with
but
me over
no,
here.
No, but it's good. You know, I'm glad because otherwise anybody... They can just do whatever they want to your song.
Any Christmas albums on the horizon?
I have two.
Yeah.
How many more can
three?
We do?
I mean, you know, we love Mariah Christmas here.
I love it. I want people to listen to Merry Christmas to You, the second Christmas album that I did.
Yeah.
But not everybody knows it, so thank you for bringing that up. And but it's good because that one, I actually listened to it, like I said, when it snowed, I was like, let's listen to some Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And I wrote a lot of... or kind of like revamp some Christmas classics on that.
Charlie
one.
Brown Christmas.
Yes.
You redid, which I love.
You did that. It's fun.
Yes.
So, yeah. And just like some of the classics, I sang a duet with my mom on the album. So, get that one if you guys haven't had that one yet.
So, please. No third Christmas album on the way? I mean, please. Maybe.
We're focused on
classics. You never know. You never ever know.
How about like a Mariah Holiday line? Like, you know, so I can
would love
decorate.
To do that.
Yes.
People don't understand. It's real for me. Like,
I know.
I'm that festive.
That's why I'm asking these questions.
Yeah. Well, maybe if someone's listening from some holiday company, they'll give me a call. You never know.
So you're just talking about how you're winding down from your tour, now the album. There's like so much excitement happening right now. And then Thanksgiving is less than a week away. So.
Yeah, we're trying to put that together.
Yeah, what are your plans? Do you put on an apron and cook or are you just eating apple
pie? People laugh, but I love to cook. I do.
I see it.
Really?
Yeah, I can see
it. Because a lot of people are like,
No, I can see you with the turkey and the apron and everything and, you know, cutting it up.
I cook more at Christmas, to be honest. Like, I set aside time to cook. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, it's always already like upon me. And then I'm like, okay, where are we getting food from, you know?
What do your kids love that you make?
Well, what they used to love that I made was chocolate milk. And they used to have me make them like 8 glasses of chocolate milk a night. And I'd be like, this can't be good. But, you know, we they're only 7. Mm-hmm. So it's like they don't really remember from. First of all, Rocky doesn't like to eat. I got to force him to eat. And he's like Nick in that way. He doesn't care about food. It's candy. And then Miss Monroe likes to call herself a foodie. She's like, I'm a foodie. And she eats sashimi. She doesn't care. She'll eat anything. Yeah, she loves Nobu. You know.
I love that.
Yeah.
What else? Like, I'm pretty sure they have their separate personalities now. Oh, yeah. Like, talk to me about them.
But they're twins. So they're like best friends, but then they're worst enemies at times, too. They beat each other up and, you know.
Do you have to get them the same thing for Christmas? Like, do they fight like that? We're like, no, she got this. I want that.
They get very competitive with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What like do
you
they
can't get one a gift without getting the other a gift ever. That's
right.
Just, you can't do
That's
it.
Unfair. They were in the same womb. Mm-hmm. Like, they they need to get the same gift.
Yeah, they do. You know?
I know that they play instruments. Like, do you think they're going to, you know, be musicians?
I don't know. I mean, I had them doing piano lessons a couple years ago, but they were kind of too young to start. Now I try to let them do what they like. Like, they do gymnastics, they do karate, they do a lot of different activities. And, you know, I'll be happy as long as they're happy, whatever they want to do.
Right.
Do you ever look back and think, wow, my kids are going to be, you signed your first record at 12, right?
Was it 12? I did my first back on vocal session at 12, but we can say I was 12, sure.
Do you ever think, my kids are going to be, you know, in 5 years, they're going to be that age.
No,
and look,
don't rush all of our lives. Don't rush it. You got to live in the moment.
I love how you and Nick still like spend time together with the kids. You know, he has like 20 jobs, you know?
I know.
And you have 20 jobs. Like, how do you guys balance all of that?
It's not easy, but we make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is good because at the end of the day, it's really about the kids having a mother and father that both love them, you know, and pushing past any other things and just, you know, being cordial and nice. And it's, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me. This was a nice surprise.
Look,
love the album.
Yay.
We had to do it up for you because you're Mariah. And look, true to form, she has butterflies on, guys.
I always
true
wear
to form.
These.
Can you sell those on tour? Because I want one.
Well, this one is from Van Cleef & Arpels, so I won't sell this one. But I have some other ones we can sell. I'll bring you guys a care package next time. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Give it up one more time, guys.
The queen, Mariah Carey. Get the album Caution. Wait, I have it here.
Yes.
Because she looks fabulous.
You stole a fans.
I know I did. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you guys
for watching. Thank you, Mariah. We appreciate you.